The following program may contain content that your kids would love to hear, but you may not want them to.
Hello. Come in. Watch your step there. Oh, now we're all inside. And in here, there's horror, terror, mayhem. And it smells awful. That's because this is Inner Sanctum.
I'm scared, Pete. This house feels haunted. And the stench, Pete, you.
Wow. Come on, Jim. You know, a smell never killed anyone. Just hold your nose.
It's not helping. I tell you, it's getting me, Pete. Pete, it's ripping at my nostril hairs. Pete, help!
Jim, where are you?
And he thought a smell couldn't be deadly. Stay tuned for part two of our odorous mystery when we return to Inner Sanctum.
Broadcasting, self-proclaimed Commander Cthulhu, along with co-pilot Jeremy Long, on his one-way trip to stardom.
Why is it only one way? I want off!
And Tom Savino coming up shortly right here. Stay with us. Philosophical entertainment, relevant irreverence, net-rat, high couple surfers, netaholics, and infomaniacs. It's time once again for the people who made this building, the people who created this format, formatless format. We, I, you, him, them. Let's kick in the pants. Another kick in the pants. events of the multimedia world of broadcasting out there in the world of broadcasting with all stuff and all you people there. My name is Frank Cazzola, man is the name that joins the title of the show. Although Tom Savino will be joining the name of the title of the show, with Savino Cazzola Chronicles. and we're going to be kicking in the seat of the pants of other people here on this Y2K Plus 14 July 24th, the show. Stay with us. Said from ice cap to ice cap, from Hamlet to City, from Othello and into every Bordello.
Whoa.
Ah, the sound. Oh, man, get him right on there. He's right on the horn and ready to go, Mr.
Tom Savino.
Yes, I'm here.
Tom, I appreciate how prompt you are.
Thank you.
Frank and I were like, oh, God, he's not on Skype yet. And then, boom, right at 9, there he was.
Thomas Savino. From a location yet to be divulged in the...
Undisclosed.
Well, yet to be divulged in undisclosed.
Anonymous, yes.
Yeah, anonymous place. A place nobody... Well, it's not an anonymous place. A place no one knows.
Synonymous, I say.
Synonymous.
Aren't they?
What?
Undivulged in...
synonyms, you mean.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
And anonymous, too.
Anonymous. Make kind of synonyms. We could put them all
synonymous.
Together. Jeremy Long is back with us after a number of things that he had to do that related to that other, the industry out there, stuff that he had to do. And now he is back to come. Oh, hold on a second.
Bless you.
Yeah, thank you. I don't have a, I don't, you know, I don't push the cough button. What did they used to call it, Tom? Was it cough button or kill button? Cough?
Both were used. I think usually cough button.
Cough, yeah, the cough button.
What did that do? Yeah.
Well, if you had to cough on the air or something, you'd just turn off the mic. We'd just turn off the mic.
So. Oh.
A lot of people do that. They snort.
You don't have one of those?
We used to snort.
I like it better if we don't. I like all of our instruments coming out.
Well, this is a very very loose, casual program. What program? It's not a program. It's a show. My name is Frank Cotolo. Man, his name is adorning the title of the show. As I said, that's Savino Cotolo Chronicles. So his name is adorning the title of the show. And Jeremy Long, we didn't put your name in the title of the show,
but
you're back for a while.
And I'm the co-host, but I was on hiatus.
I know. You were on hiatus. No, you weren't on hiatus. You were doing stuff. You were in a movie, right?
I was in a movie. I was doing comedy gigs. I was doing all kinds of stuff that prevented me from being here, but now I'm back.
Are you allowed back in those towns after doing what you did?
Certain ones, yes. I know definitely not Connecticut.
No? No more Connecticut.
Wow.
Well, that's we are the Y2K Plus 14 starting right off the bat with everybody. I didn't do... I had so much... there's so many things that go through my head, and that usually first 15 minutes or so after the theme and the junk that goes on there, I usually bring something up that's on my mind, and I had so much. It was just one big ball of one big cauldron of crap today, and so I just figured I would I'd get everybody on right away, and we can get into this thing that Tom Savino has thought about.
Oh, Tom Savino. Tom,
this is Tom's idea, because I was once again vacant. Of ideas, and that usually happens. Those of you who are on Facebook, you want to go see what it's like. No, if you go to Instagram or you go to my Facebook page, you could see what it's like here on Thursdays. It's about little. How long is that?
15 seconds.
15 seconds of behind the scenes of Cotolo Chronicles. Don't do it now. Do it later when we take. Oh, you know, when it's over. Here.
What Tom's show is on after you?
Tom, not yet. Uh-oh. Not yet. So we haven't even announced that yet. And thank you very much, by the way, for
ruining
the entire.
Oh, no!
Well, it's not true, but it will be true when we tell you.
I was just going to say, do it during Tom's show.
No, we'll have lots of announcements and things to do about that. So what's the matter?
Can I tell Tom something?
Yeah, tell Tom something.
Tom,
yes.
I was laughing, and I was talking to Frank earlier, that your Skype status is still about to film a documentary about Frank Cotolo, which was months ago.
Oh yeah, could you change that? How do you change it? I don't even know how I did that. I don't even know how to
change it either. But it made me laugh.
So that's getting a lot of publicity about that documentary.
a lot of publicity because, as you know, millions of people drop by to Tom's Skype thing every day.
Yeah.
Lots of publicity.
Actually,
going on.
Just you and my Skype-o-therapist.
The Skype-o-therapist, yeah, that's right. You know, it's amazing how many people are doing things by Skype, and I think the phone companies, well, they've all hooked into the mobile thing, so they're doing okay, right?
Oh God, yeah.
But this is
they're not hurting. You know.
Skype has taken away a lot of business, and this is some of the things we're going to talk about today because Tom has a corporate crime quiz for us. Mm-hmm.
Is it like an online quiz, Tom?
It was sent to me by an organization.
Is it multiple choice?
It is a multiple choice.
Okay, good.
The game is called Two Truths and a Lie. Ooh. And they give you, I'll give you three scenarios, and two of them are true.
Ooh.
And one, you have to try to pick the lie. And as you will see as we go along, even the lie has some truth in it in terms of, corporations
shenanigans.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah, that's what I'm here for.
So this is like an episode of...
I love taking the words right out of your mouth. It's a very pleasurable experience. We want to remind all of you that next week will be the last show in July, and that we have a lot of things coming up this summer that are exciting, intriguing, educational. I don't know how educational,
no.
But they're... No, yeah, well, you don't learn a thing, right? You learned everything you know on this show.
Okay. Listening to this show.
and various other things that will be happening including Brock LaRobe will be here next week, I think.
Oh, yeah,
I think it was Brock LaRobe will be here next week to talk about detective shows. Detective shows?
He said, let's talk about detective shows from the 50s and 60s.
50s and 60s. That ought to be fun.
That does sound fun.
Yeah, Brock LaRobe. And anybody wants to, anytime you want to come back, Tom, all you got to do is tell me ahead of time. And we can stick you on there.
I want him to tell me after the fact.
Tell him after the fact.
Is this a real person or is it one of your alter egos?
Oh, I don't do that here. I don't do an alter.
No,
I don't do alter.
Brock is an alter ego, but
no, he's not. He's
Frank.
A real person. And in fact, you know him. Because he actually has, I don't want to give away his real name, because that's his name.
That's what makes him an alter
Brock
ego.
No. Just because you have a different name doesn't make you an alter ego.
Okay.
What do you think Clark Gable's real name was, Clark Gable? Or do you think that was an alter ego?
Okay. No.
Brock LaRobe is an author of a book called Lamplight, about American history, mystery of history or something like that. And Brock LaRobe, without saying his name now, Tom, because you might actually remember, actually did character voices on a series Tom and I did, the very famous, ill-fated Dead Air syndicate.
Really?
Yes.
Brock was, so I know Brock.
Yes, you do know Brock. And Brock has done, and he's here, he'll be here to talk about TV shows, 60s, 50s and 60s TV shows. I'll tell you off mic, or what have you.
Okay. Well,
what are you laughing about? You having your own little show over here, or what?
I'm laughing at you.
Oh, you're laughing at us. Well, that's good.
Is that the purpose of it?
Stay with the show, okay, Jeremy? Stay with the show. You need more water? How much more? You're going to go through
it's
a couple?
It's empty. Okay. I'll go get more out of the fridge.
That's okay. You'll get more in a little while. Tom, you have a beverage?
The studio fridge.
I do have a beverage, yes.
You have to replenish those precious
bodily fluids is what you have to do while you're on here. What else is going to happen? You know, I want to just say one thing. And Tom, Tom, you know, listen to this. As I had told Tom Martin, Tom Savino, and I did a special show about our college a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. I was there. That was the last one I was there for.
You weren't here for that, were you?
Yeah, I was there.
You were there for that show?
I was there.
Okay. And I don't remember when you're here.
I took a nap.
Oh, okay. But before the show, we had a lot of interest from the Alumni Association. And they said they were going to, and they did. They posted, they tweeted, they did all the things could possibly be done to get people to listen to the show. And people did come from unknown places because we know that the server had picked up any number of transmissions, if that's what it's even called. Any number of, I don't even know what it's called. People, they're not people, it doesn't pick up people, signals, people, tune-ins. Tune-ins, let's call them tune-ins that week, that night. Mm-hmm. Not that week, that night.
Looney Tunes.
Well, it was the week of that, the night of that week. Mm-hmm. And then, and they said, you know, we're going to get in touch with you. But you know what happened, Tom? Here's what I think happened. I think they listened to the show. And I think that, it, now this is only suspicion. I have no way of, this is just a feeling. I have no way to back this up.
But, I have an idea.
You know, when we talked about the various people, the teachers, and we talked about how crazy the place had been, and we talked about the characters, and we actually imitated some of their accents and everything, okay?
Yeah.
I got a feeling they may have found that a bit inappropriate.
Yeah. It,
you know what I'm saying?
I you know, I don't think they should have felt that way, but I can see how they could feel that way, I guess.
They might have taken it as if we were just making, I know, that maybe they want to bury this part of the history of the college, you know?
We're
going to send out a hitman.
So they haven't responded at all to anything.
That's my point. Nothing. And they told me the certain person was going to call, and all this stuff was going to go on, and then they disappeared. They may have even taken me off the email list. I don't know. But
I think they're listening right now, and they're like, he's on to us.
They're not listening. And they must have said, look, these are a couple of people we don't want to represent us. And you know what? It could have been, you know, we imitated Mr. Sinha. We did the McGregor story.
Yeah, yeah.
And Dr. Fablianic, for all we know, they have a statue of him in Westbury. And they feel like, I need to short the 90s, don't. And I don't know. I just wanted to mention that, though, because if any of you people are listening, you know, that's a very strong and influential part of our lives, and we said that with fun, but it was a loving fun, and you know, it was everything. So,
yeah.
And if not, if you found that offensive, people of the New York Institute of Technology, now on the whole line, he's just going to hit that. If you found it offensive, if you think that we're being politically incorrect or anything, then the hell with you. That's all I have to say, because that would really be. That would be outrageous.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
So, we did it in fun and in
memory.
Endearment.
Yes, endearment. Endearment, indeed. It was done with endearment. What is the matter with them? Now we're actually hanging them up. For all we know, any number of things could have stopped them from getting back in touch. But I just thought it was odd. Yeah, but it was odd. It's been 2 weeks now.
Well, it is odd if they, prior to the show, said, hey, we're going to tweet. Yeah. And then they tweeted and did all that stuff.
And then just nothing.
And then they heard it and they went, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
We got a little too ahead of ourselves.
In any event, in all events, and certainly in this event, you're listening to Cthulhu Chronicles. I don't have a lot of other things to say, and I'm not going to sell any books and stuff. We're going to go right into this quiz. No, we'll sell books later and do other stuff. And then we're going to have an announcement about some new shows coming up in the future.
Ba-dum-t.
Yeah, and so we'll be telling you about those things as time goes on, and you know where to get us. You get at, now if you people want to be tweeting right now, and we got at Jeremy MD.
Live tweeting.
What are you, at Jeremy Long MD?
Yeah, yeah.
At Jeremy Long MD, TJ Savino.
Yes, please.
Are you live tweeting,
Tweet
Tom?
Me. I could do that if I had my phone.
Are you?
I just took a sip of coffee.
I have my computer, so I can.
Are you just at TJ Savino, right?
Yes.
Okay. He's at TJ Savino. I'm at Frank Cthulhu and at Jeremy Long MD. So do whatever you want to do. You know where we are on Facebook. Tom's not on Facebook. He's faceless. He's on Faceless Book. Yeah. He's on and
Twitter and Instagram. Same.
You're on Instagram, Tom?
I am. Oh. The same address, too, or so whatever.
You can go see all
Tom, of it. I'll go follow you. That way you can see the behind-the-scenes clip of the Cthulhu Chronicles earlier this morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Jeremy directed a 15-second piece with me out here. We'll do that later. In the meantime, in between time, here we are. What am I umming about? I don't know. I'm just going to hand it over to Tom, and Tom's going to talk about he's going to talk about this particular quiz, and what got you involved? What?
Something? Tom, when you introduced the quiz to us here, could you please tell us in two truths and one lie what the quiz is about?
What is it about? It's about corporate corruption and how outrageous it is, and Because all three scenarios are kind of outrageous. And they're making a point, this organization is making a point, because only one of them is not true, and the other two are. But then again, as I said, as we'll see, even the one that isn't true has some truth in it as well.
Is the grading going to be curved?
It'll be curved if you are from New York Institute of Technology. No, we're sort of putting them down for it. Yes, whatever. There's no grading in this. You know that.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited.
We could give prizes or something.
For between the three of us? Or, well, you're asking the questions, so you already know the answers. So
I already know the answers, yeah.
It's just between Frank and I.
Yeah. I'll give you a, I don't know. I'll tweet something about you.
Oh, my gosh. All of Tom's followers could be ours if we
all
win this.
All of my 226 followers.
We'll, do you know that the, how about you take a guess here, Tom? Let's get Tom take a guess. I don't know if you know this, Jeremy, too. What's the average?
I'm already following Tom on Facebook.
What is the average number of followers for all people who have Twitter accounts? Let's take a guess on that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you know the answer to that?
I do know the answer to that.
Is this a real answer? Or
this is a real answer.
Okay.
Wow.
Why does everyone suspect? You know, this is getting bad.
International tweeters.
I'm getting bad. Everybody who has, everybody, every company, everyone from Wheat Thins to Jeremy Long. There is an average, okay? You take all the followers from everybody and you average. Give me the average. Now, you said you have how many, Tom?
226.
Yeah, I got 280. You got 400? What do you got, 4?
400 something?
You got 400?
Man, you think,
well, the young kids.
Four?
I thought you had 4.
Just 4?
Yeah.
What is it? You, Tom, and Jesus?
I have God. I follow God. Anyway.
Yeah, God retweeted me.
Oh, that's what I do want to mention this to. Let me mention this to everybody. Here's what I want you to follow. At Daily Meds. M-E-D-Z. At Daily Meds.
Do I have to?
Yes, you do. You have to. Follow at Daily Meds. We're going to get as many people as we can on there. And then we're going to blow it up. No. We're going to get as many people as we can on there, because what we're trying to do is battle. We're trying to battle the people who do all the wonderful, positive, even with positive stuff. This is like realist. Anyway, you got every day you will get a saying, a quote, or something that will change your life.
Or not. Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're going to, don't look it up, you son of a bitch.
I'm not. I'm on Facebook.
You weasel bastard.
I'm live tweeting the show. I'm doing my job.
Let's get back to this now. Tell me. Give me a guess on the average. Then we're going to get to the quiz.
Tom can go first.
Oh, Tom, you can go first.
Okay, the average. This is internationally, it's big companies have a lot, but then just your average Joe has probably the average, and that would be 179.
And now, within, this is like The Price is Right. If you come within 10, 10 followers.
But you can't go over.
What do you say, Joe?
I'm going to say 528.
He says 528, Tom, you say?
I said 179.
I can't guess because I know the answer. This is based upon people who have recently, speaking of big corporations, because Twitter, of course, went public, so it's a corporation. It's big, big thing, big time now.
Yeah.
And it's losing like millions of dollars a day.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they're really trying to get the ad thing going, as Facebook, you know, that kind of stuff going, generating the money. Okay, but I want to tell you, and this is what's really fascinating about this, because they came up with the average. You ready for this one, Tom? You win. You're closest, but you're still way over.
Over.
Wow. Here is the average number of followers for every Twitter account. Corporate, uncorporate person, even people who have 2 or 3, doesn't matter, because some people have 3 accounts. And this is every. You ready for this one?
Yeah.
61.
61.
The answer to life and everything.
61. That's
61.
Like
61.
That's like. Was that how many? Was that Roger Maris's 61?
Yeah, that was the big year for Mantle and Maris, especially Maris.
He was 61, right? That was 61.
He had 61 and 61. It was 1961, and 61. He hit 61.
And by the way, you know what also? This is the week anniversary of speaking in corporations. I have no idea why that means anything. This is one of the things that was going around my head. I didn't know how to... I had a million different things going on, but this was the week that Neil Armstrong stepped on the moon.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, yeah. Did he break it?
Ooh, I always tell this story to people who are too young, like Jeremy and many of the other people listening to the show. Well, wait, you're all, you know, a lot of youngsters here. They weren't around back then. But when, I'll tell the story one more time, then we're going to hand the show over to Tom and he's going to tell us about. First, before you do the quiz, Tom, I want you to tell everybody about corporate hijinks. I mean, how this is involved in these scurrilous, corporations. I want you to talk about the dark side.
Well, okay.
After I tell the story.
Oh, after you tell the story. Yes.
Here it is.
These pronouns. Yeah.
For those who never heard this story, I just want to say this. Since it is the... what anniversary would it be? When did they land on the moon, Tom? 68, 69, 70? What was it? Do you remember? 68?
I thought it was 69, wasn't it? 69 was the year that, like, 69. The greatest year.
Okay.
The Mets won. The Aurora Borealis, you could see.
And they stepped on the moon in July. The Mets were still in last place in July.
It was definitely 69.
I don't talk sports here, but that's okay.
I thought it was 69. And, of course,
Woodstock.
What's
that? What's this? What's this kid is like? You know, he's like having a little kid here. He moves around. Can't sit still. Okay.
I don't do it that way.
When I was in school, where was I? We were in. There was a contest when they were getting ready to send Armstrong. Can you name the three?
Buzz Aldrin.
Right. And you, no one remembers
Joe
the guy.
Piscopo.
See, no one remembers the guy who did the most work. Who the guy? Remember him?
No.
Mike Collins. Was the guy who was driving. You know, he stayed up there. In that gigantic thing and did it, and he rode that gigantic thing all by itself.
Wow.
There's no
gravity on the moon, so that'd be easy.
He was still in space. He's the guy who got the module to go down, the module to come. Meanwhile, he got this Gagunchka thing. It was this missile, this thing.
Yeah, but Neil had to carry that big flag.
It was a contest for
it's
kids.
It's very light, though, with no gravity.
Actually, it was a contest for everyone. Well before they sent him, they sent them up, and the contest was this: people could send in what they wanted Neil to say, because it was a big thing. What was the first man who stepped on the moon going to say? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of remember that. Yeah.
And people came up with all these incredible things, and someone actually came up with that one. I don't remember who the person.
Who was the person?
Yeah.
That one.
What was it? You remember what it is?
One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
That's right. One small step for man.
Did you come up with one?
I came up with one, and I don't know. I came up with one. Now remember, they were kids, and they were looking for kids. But I didn't tell them what age. I didn't say what age. I just sent it in. Okay.
Yeah.
I was really disappointed when I lost, but. I think I understand why I did, because I sent in one that said when Neil Armstrong steps on the moon, his first, and that's when he said that's one still step for man one. They didn't use mine. Mine was he steps on the moon and he goes, "Hey Frank, I made it."
I would have been.
What would you?
He didn't.
What?
Mine would have been. I just pooped my pants.
Whoops, see, this is the younger generation. Hear this? Whoops, I just pooped my pants.
I can see my house from here.
No, you said, no, Tom, I can see your house from here, right?
That's a good one.
Okay, that's my...
Full refills during that story.
Did you? Tom Savino's going to talk about corporations. Now, Tom, we're talking about corporations that are bigger than, like, Wonderful Gulch.
Oh, yes.
That was an in-joke, friends.
These are Tom knows big what corporations. Yeah.
Big corporations like, Dow Chemical?
That big and bigger.
And bigger. And, what is the biggest? Do you know the biggest corporation?
Duracell.
I do not know the biggest corporation.
I don't know if Duracell is a corporation. Duracell is made by Duracell is a product made by something.
Oh.
General Mills is a corporation. These are the kind we're talking
about.
General
Mills is a corporation.
NBC.
National Broad is owned by someone. Right, because there's only...
Comcast.
Comcast
owns NBC now.
Universal is owned by Sony?
No, I think... Actually, Universal, I think, is also owned by Comcast. It gets so complicated. Universal is owned by NBC. However, NBC is owned by Comcast. So.
These are giant corporations. They're wheels within wheels within wheels.
Someone
just wrote in something. Let's see. Who is it?
Skylar.
What does Skylar say? Skylar says...
AOL.
I'm guessing AOL, Turner, Time Warner could be the biggest.
Well, Time Warner, that's a big one, yeah.
Well, you know what? Hey, Tom.
Yes.
Rupert Murdoch put in a bid to buy Time Warner this week.
I heard.
So that.
And they turned him down, and then he's going ahead. How could you go ahead if they said, we don't want you to buy us, but he's still proceeding? Apparently, he did the same thing with the Wall Street Journal. He said, I'm going to buy the Wall Street Journal. And they said, no, we're not going to let you buy us. But then he bought it.
Someone once, from what I know, from Carl Sandburg, wrote that someone came in and tried to bribe Abraham Lincoln when he was president or when he was senator or when he was something. But and he tried to bribe them, and then he said, I'll give you $1,000, I'll give you $2,000, I'll give you $3,000. And Lincoln took him by the lapels, and he says, and he picked them up, and he said, get out of here right now. He said, why? Because you don't want to be bribed? He says, no, because you're getting very close to my price.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
And maybe that's the deal. You know, he just keeps higher and higher until finally they go, all right. Mm-hmm. But doesn't something like that have to be approved by the shareholders?
Yeah. And it was the shareholders who said, no, you're not going to buy...
So these are the corporations we're talking about, corporations that have, there are millions of stories out there of corporations that have ruined lives, families, destroyed people's worlds, correct?
Yes.
And careers and what have you. And this is what this test is based upon, the fact that that a corporation as a, as a person, as a living, breathing entity of law does things that are terrible, right?
Yeah. Now it's, you know, in my opinion, things are even worse because of the things you're talking about, Supreme Court recognizing corporations as if they are living, breathing individuals with their free speech. One court case said they have the right to free speech. Another court case said money equals speech. And then the final third one, which recently was the, Hobby Lobby case, where they said the religion of the people who own the corporation, they can withhold certain things from their employees based on their religion.
If there's a smart lawyer somewhere, couldn't they bring up the case? And I don't know, 'cause I don't know anything. I wouldn't even be a good lawyer because I don't know that and I couldn't take it seriously. But
I would be.
You would be a good lawyer.
Yeah,
I'm sure you would. And so, and I don't even know why that's funny. Do you?
No.
I don't know. But it's don't not. You think that somebody, some good lawyer, could come up and say, "Okay, if you want to categorize a corporation as a person, then that person cannot live forever. Couldn't there be a time limit on the life of the person? Because people die. People don't live as long. How can a corporation be a person if a corporation could be eternal?"
That's good. Good argument.
Right?
I think we should probably.
You want to go to the court?
Test that in court.
We could go. You and I could.
I'll be
go
the judge.
We could go to the court. You can't be. No, you can't be the judge. What? No. How could you be the judge?
Here come the judge.
Okay, Tom. Why don't you start the quiz now? Anybody who's listening or is on Skype or knows any of us on Skype or Twitter or what have you, if you have the answer, we'll give you a couple of seconds, and you can tweet it. Twitter, tweet
seconds.
It. Well, we'll give you whatever in between the, you know, and then we'll talk and then we'll go and see if anyone's there. If you want to get on wherever you get on to.
I guess
Twitter's the easiest way. Though.
I have some people that are listening that can
text we'll
me
get,
if they want.
Well, we have lots of people who are listening that did.
All
of them don't. I'm going to do this together here. That's his heart. Jeremy's heart. Hear that?
Just in case people thought I was dead on the show.
All they know. Tom?
Should I give the... Okay, here we go.
Let's go.
The first three scenarios, and...
Oh, boy.
Two of them are true, one is a lie. Which one is the lie?
Frank, if we win... Never mind. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay.
Are we giving anything away?
That's what Tom said.
Yeah, but I couldn't think of something. I don't know.
We'll come up with something.
We'll come up with something.
Just know there's a prize.
There's a prize. We'll
hashtag your name.
We'll do more than that.
Let's tell you what, if you give us Frank's underwear in the mail.
We'll help. You give us your PayPal account. We will put money in your No, go ahead.
If you give us your social security card.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Number one. No, let's go ABC. A. By the way, ABC was a big corporation.
When you get around to it, Tom, we'll be here. Okay?
I've got seven pill refills.
A major nuclear energy corporation was caught attempting to pay off inspectors in exchange for covering up safety violations.
Could you repeat that?
Yes. A major nuclear energy...
This is A, right? A?
This is A.
A. Here we go, A.
Start from the beginning.
A major nuclear energy corporation was caught attempting to pay off inspectors in exchange for covering up safety violations. That's A. B. A major retailer orchestrated millions of dollars in bribes to secure construction permits for new stores. I'll do that one again. A major retailer orchestrated millions of dollars in bribes to secure construction permits for new stores.
Could you go back to A, please?
No, it's okay. No, go to C.
What was that first thing?
The first one was a nuclear reactor. Wait, a nuclear company tried to pay off people?
And the second was some hobo.
Tried to pay off inspectors.
And retailers. Second is, we'll just make them a little shorter so that people can remember. Okay. Two is what retailers did.
A retailer bribed.
Okay, I'm going to write
bribe people for construction permits so they could have new stores.
Retailer bribes.
Yeah, write them down.
Write this down, retailer bribes, and the first one was, I've forgotten already.
The first one was the...
Nuclear
Energy Corporation caught attempting to pay off inspectors.
Payoffs, okay.
Now, what are we on, W?
Inspectors.
Right.
Okay, now
and
C.
Anyway, C, now, don't forget C.
Here's C.
A multinational mining corporation funneled huge amounts of cash to foreign officials in exchange for lucrative supply contracts. A multinational mining corporation funneled huge amounts of cash to foreign officials in exchange for lucrative supply contracts.
Lucrative supply.
Okay. Okay, so now those are the three. Now you're telling me that one of them
is true.
One of them is true. Only
no, one of them.
No.
Remember,
one of them is
two,
fake, right?
Two truths and a lie. So which one is the lie?
We need to find the lie. So
two of them are true.
I see what you're doing.
Hold on a second now. I'm having a problem.
Frank can't do more than one thing at a time.
I know. Hold on. Let's see. Okay, let's see if we could...
No.
I know, let's see. Hold on a second. Okay, you have the three now. Everybody has the three? And everybody's thinking of the three right now?
Were you waiting for people to reply?
I know, I am. Waiting for... Here we go.
Not getting any tweets or anything. Someone
Skyped
you.
They're still thinking. They're thinking there.
Someone Skyped you.
A is the nuke payoff.
How much do you wager?
Retailer bribes. The third one, when mining corporation buying contracts. Music provided and written by Merv Griffin. Okay. Okay, time's up.
Someone Skyped you.
Someone Skyped us.
Yeah. I heard it.
Like we got a million people on Skype.
That's what
pending contact request. Is that one?
No.
Oh.
There.
Oh, Andrew Waldar. Oh, Mr. Waldar is here. Dr. Waldar.
Hey,
Dr. Waldar says the lie. Okay, don't tell him. Okay? Tom, don't say it yet. Okay. Dr. Woldar, listening to the show right now, and of course we'll be on the show again in August sometime. Dr. Woldar said the lie is B. B, the retailer bribes. Skylar Hall is says he's guessing. Oh, that's the same thing he said before. He's guessing Time Warner, AOL Turner. But he's he didn't guess. He didn't guess at all.
Skylar guessed letter
No, he didn't. F. He didn't do that. So we have one guest so far. We have any Twitters? Any people Twitters?
Twitter? Let me check.
Tom, you got anybody on your Twitters?
No. Nobody's tweeting me.
David Spade. It's very response. People don't like to.
David Spade tweeted me.
David Spade tweeted you? Does he know what?
He says, watch an all new.
Hey, screw that guy. You know, that actor, that David, he wouldn't come on here if his life depended upon it. You know?
No tweets on my end.
He tweeted you. You're following him. He tweeted everybody. Tweet you. He made it sound like David Spade tweeted him. And who cares if David Spade tweeted you? I have one thing to say to David. David, are you listening? Here. Do you know? Listen, Dave. Come up with the answer. Yeah, screw him.
So,
now, by the way, another element to this.
Go ahead.
And that is all of the lies on this two true. I mean, sorry. All the I'm sorry.
What?
the two the lies are plots for TV shows.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, now I know which one.
Or movie. Yeah.
Really?
That just gave it away, Tom.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It did?
Okay, so then what's the answer then? Well, what's the lie?
Tom, or Frank.
Yeah, what?
Pick yours.
Oh, so can we pick the same ones? Yes. Okay, we have 1B.
Yeah.
I think the mining corporation is fake because I don't think there's a mining I don't think there are mining corporations. I don't think there are mining corporations. So I think that's made up. That's a lie.
Tom, you
don't know either?
I'm going to say, no, yeah. Tom
knows. I know the answer.
Okay, so we have 1A, 1B, and 1C. This is rather spread out. Which is the lie?
And it's a three-way tie.
The lie is the nuclear plant. Was that A? Or was that A, right?
High five for Mr. What's your name? Long.
Yeah. Jeremy, yeah. Did Jeremy
what's,
say
what's the show?
It,
what's
he
the
knows
show
a lie. He knows a lie. Lies. The lie. Yes, the lie. The lie. The lie is. Wow, he really found that funny. The lie is. The lie is A. Thank you. What's up, the Knickerbockers?
You guys are having a lot of fun in that undisclosed location. I wish I was there. Well, I
he really room. Found that funny. I never thought anybody would find that. That's so funny. Okay, there you go.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Dr. Woldar was wrong.
Give me some background here.
Give us the background on this.
I'm going to get
the
water.
Because
it was a Simpsons episode.
Yeah, that's why I knew.
Oh.
And okay. Evil Mr. Burns tried to get inspectors to look the other way on the whole three-eyed fish mutants thing at the Springfield nuclear plant. But, even though that's the lie... Mm-hmm. Real-life corporations are just as bad. Walmart paid off Mexican officials for prime real retail space, and the mining giant Alcoa, that's the mining company, the corporation of Alcoa, recently settled a lawsuit in Bahrain for bribery payments spanning 20 years.
Now, if you know this, then obviously these corporations were discovered doing these things, and they were fined, obviously. Why not?
Well, the Alcoa was, and I don't know what happened to Walmart in Mexico. It is, I think they were fined, yeah. Yeah, they were fined. Mm. They never go to jail.
Well, a corporation can't go to jail. What are you going to do, send the CEO?
We see, they should...
But you're right.
The Supreme Court says they're a person. I think everybody who works for Walmart, everyone, even the greeter, should go to jail.
No, I guess it should be the top. Well, who? Yeah, well, who? They got to figure out who is going to be responsible, right? I guess. And then,
yeah, somebody should pay for this, you know. And of course they do financially, but it's just part of the cost of doing business. That's how they see it.
Okay, Mr. Savino, here's Tom Savino now with Corporate Crime 2 in the Corporate Crime Quiz here at Cotolo Chronicles Y2K Plus 14 on the 24th, the penultimate show of July. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, just give me a second.
And you know what we're looking for, right? What are we looking for? Lies! Okay, let's go. Let's be looking for the lies now.
Yes, I just have to type in my city here because...
type in your city?
Yeah, this organization actually won't give me the rest of the quiz.
Really?
Unless
he slowly has to give away all of his personal information, question by question.
A corporation did this, and...
All right, here we go. Ready?
Yes.
Okay. Write them down.
Okay, I'm down. Go ahead. Two.
A tobacco corporation planted moles in the World Health Organization, who then worked undercover to stop the World Health Organization from enacting tobacco control measures.
Mm.
Moles.
Mm-hmm.
Now you mean people? They planted moles. It's, well, you know, when you say tobacco planted, I immediately thought you were saying because they grow out of the ground.
They grow. Okay.
I thought you were saying they planted
point.
Moles. Molds. They planted molds. You know, for do something.
Oh, okay, good. I'm glad you clarified that.
I thought he meant the animal.
That was not clear.
Moles.
With my kind of hearing, we're
eating the tobacco.
They planted moles?
They
planted people.
We do that then.
They
planted people? What, you suffocate?
Okay.
They placed people in...
Spies.
Yeah.
Okay. They planted spies where?
These shouldn't be this complicated.
In the World Health Organization, as if they were part of the World Health Organization.
Now, World Health Organization, or what are they called? World Health Organization is what?
Well, they're known as WHO.
What?
WHO.
No, the World Health. The World Health Organization is what?
Yes.
Is what?
No, it's not what, it's who.
Well, that's what I'm asking. What is it? It's what? It's, what do you mean,
who's
it's who?
First?
It's what's a, you fell right into that.
This could be an Abbott and Costello.
That was perfect. That was perfect. Yeah, but okay, World Health Organization. B.
Okay, B. A major agribusiness, okay, big farming corporation, a major agribusiness, spent years stalking a scientist whose research showed its herbicides were causing deformities in animals. A major agribusiness corporation spent years stalking a scientist whose research showed its herbicide was causing deformities in animals.
Stalking the scientist from the farming corporation is B. Now, C.
See, a software company with major government contracts fabricated a woman's police record when she threatened to expose it for covering up security leaks. A software company with major government contracts fabricated a woman's police record when she threatened to expose that company for covering up security leaks.
Okay, a cover-up. Okay. So we have here first A, the Tobacco Corporation spies. From who?
Right.
Yes. Where? What? I don't know. Third base. We have... Look at this. Look at this weird thing that just happened now. What is it? Oh, here we go. The second one, a farming corporation stalked a scientist whose name was Herb. What was his name? Herb Eyeside?
Herbicide.
Herbicides?
And, yes.
Okay, and the software...
The scientists the company's herbicides...
They stalked him.
...were deforming animals.
Which is against the law. Stalking is against the law, so...
And of course, this is just a little sentence, but, you know, they harassed him, they threatened him, so on.
C was a software corporation, fabricated a woman's... they tried to defraud. They tried to make a woman look bad because she knew something about a cover-up. Is that it's enough for that one?
She had the goods on them.
Okay. Now it's time for everybody, if you're tweeting or you're Skyping or you're squeeting or you're squippling, time to be with... Think about it now. Okay? Is it A, B, or C? Put on your thinking... You know, I never... Whoever had thinking caps, where did that come from anyway?
Yeah.
A thinking cap. Was it? Were there people? You know, we're always interested in these things, and we did a whole show on this, and they keep coming up. Thinking caps. Put on your thinking caps. What's a thinking cap? I miss Merv Griffin. Boy, the Merv Griffin estate must be gigantic. And it's still getting all that money.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have okay, you ready?
Well, no, because I have somebody who answered.
Here. Oh, somebody answered. Okay.
What is that?
Question. And Dr. Waldar, right now, is right on top of things, okay? Dr. Waldar.
Why is the color of his name?
He's sticking with B. He says because he should be right sooner or later. Because they switch it around. Once again, we're trying to find out which one of those are the wise. We're looking for the wise. Nothing but class here. Wise. Okay. Where are the Knickerbockers today? Huh? What happened to these guys? You know when this first came out? You know, when this came out, everybody literally thought... Everybody thought that was the Beatles, believe it or not.
I can see it.
Yeah. It kind of has that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think they were wannabe Beatles.
Whoa.
I know, there you go. Okay, which ones are the lies? Here's Tom Savino now.
No, okay. Wait, we didn't get all the...
Now,
you didn't get guess?
You didn't guess.
I kept track of what A, B, and C
was. Hold on, guess. Oh, wait. Tobacco is A, a family corporation scheme, a farming corporation is two, stalking, and three is a software. Jeremy, what do you pick? We got a B, one B.
I actually say B also.
B, huh?
Two well, Bs, or not two Bs.
Is C.
I was going to say C, and then you stopped. You went ahead and told them. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, you were going to... now, that's, if you remember the movie The Net with Sandra Bullock.
Oh, right.
I saw the whole thing. I couldn't watch the whole thing. It's
that's
boring.
The software. That's the plot of that thing. But here's a little added thing. Screenwriters take notes. Sadly, you don't actually have to make the stuff up. After a UC Berkeley scientist researched... showed one of America's most popular herbicides was causing frogs to grow testes and ovaries.
So
at
it was
the same
B.
Time.
You're saying it was B?
No, the lie is C, the software.
Oh,
company.
The lie. Okay, right. But then you said something about the
B
farming.
Is true.
Corporate.
Remember, we're looking for the lies.
And what is
so the truth was
B
that a
true.
UC
okay.
Berkeley scientist
right. Okay.
Realized that a herbicide. The company was called Syngenta, all right? Syngenta. They were stalking this scientist because he found that their herbicide was causing frogs to grow testes and ovaries at the same time.
Whoa!
So the frogs could go frick themselves.
Frick
themselves.
They didn't want that.
They were hermaphrodite frogs.
Hermaphrodite frogs.
Making hermaphrodite frogs.
That's
I don't
the kind
have
of
a
frog. I like.
I can't even think of a song for that. Hermaphrodite frogs. I can't
them
think
in
of
the
something.
Down in the...
That could be a new group too. The hermaphrodite frogs.
That is a good name. Yeah, yeah. This is Cthulhu Chronicles. We're chronicling tonight, and Tom Savino is chronicling. Dr. Waldar, just question three. He picks B. We haven't even done it yet. He's picked B.
Wow, the doctor's striking out today.
Yeah, but he's picking the next one already.
Basically, Tom
he hasn't heard it.
The next one's not B.
He has a good shot of getting the next
it's
one.
Either
let me give you a little more background about the tobacco thing. And that was Philip Morris Company and R.J. Reynolds together.
Who's
two
it?
Corporations together. They secretly fought the World Health Organization from within for over 20 years in an attempt to silence critics of their deadly product.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's something.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. Philip Morris, was it, you said?
Yes. Okay. Call for Philip Morris.
Call for Philip Morris.
Oh, my God, dude. Have that like at the...
Listen, it's Lucy
and
Desi.
At your disposal.
It's Lucy and Desi. Listen, they're smoking on...
Hey, the last one. You better get another pack.
Okay.
I'm impressed that you have these, you have this at your disposal.
Well, everyone does, really. But hey, go ahead, Lucy.
Thank you.
She pulls out.
You probably think that we're making a big fuss over a cigarette.
Listen.
Well, sure. You don't really have to keep this wonderful new king-size Philip Morris cigarette in a safe. It's just our way of telling you that they are kind of precious. The finest king-size cigarette in America today. Smooth, mild, and mellow, and easy on your throat. How about you trying them yourself? Just call for Philip Morris, king size or regular. Buy him by the carton. You're going to love him, and we're going to love you. Hey, what was that for?
You said it so beautifully.
Good night, everybody.
Philip
cool.
Morris.
I like that.
I want to hear. I just want to hear the guy again.
Here. No, it's a here. Lady.
Philip Morris.
Isn't it amazing to? It's amazing to think that that was in our lifetime, not in your lifetime. It was in our lifetime that they were. They were telling everybody, go out, smoke. It's easy on the throat. You know,
easy on the throat.
You know, they asked, you're right. They asked Desi Arnaz, let me tell you Desi Arnaz's smoking story. He said, it was, oh God, no, he's a very famous thing. They said, he's smoking. Oh, he quit smoking yesterday. Oh, now I forgot it. Because it was a very famous thing. Because he smoked till the day he died. It was something like, and I don't remember the story. You'll have to look it up. Write this down. Look it up on your Bing or something. It's around there somewhere. Here we are at the top of the hour, second hour. We're doing the corporate criminal quiz here. Because corporations are, they yield, is it wield or yield? A lot of power. Do they wield or yield?
They wield. No, they wield. They never yield.
No, they don't yield. They wield. Wheelie. They wield a lot of power, and they ruin people, and they do all sorts of things, and they think they're what is the thing about above the law? Many of them.
Ooh.
And the many corporations that, and you have no idea how many corporations as an individual touch your life. It is amazing to think about, right? Think about.
That's why this is an important show, Frank. It's a public service.
Well, you thought of it, and you're always on the cutting edge of the what would that say? The Politico. Are you on the cutting edge of the Politico?
I try to be.
Yeah, he does. He knows a lot about this stuff. Jeremy just sits here and yawns and goes, when is it my turn to talk?
That's not what I said.
Jeremy, by the
I'm
way.
I'm get my nap.
Jeremy will be at Gaffaw's over the weekend.
Gaffaw's.
Chuckle Hut.
And then he's going to the Chuckle Hut on his way through, and there's just the Comedy Caverns. Here in Pennsylvania.
And my final stop is Giggles and Gags.
Giggles and Gags. What a great place.
Are these real names?
Of course they're real names, Tom.
Which
what
one
think?
Is a lot? Wait, you gave me three of them. Are they all true?
Giggles and Gags. You look it up later. Creek, write this down. Look it up later on your Bing. Or
the
on
lie
your
is that I'm a comedian at all.
Yes. These are fictional places that we always say because, you know, comedy... places have such incredibly crazy names since they started to propagate. You know, first it was the Comedy Store. Remember the Comedy Store, right?
As if you could buy.
Yeah. And and then there was what? And what was the name of Bud Freeberg's? Was that his name?
The Improv.
Oh, the Improv. And then the Improvisation, of course.
Sure, sure.
And then there was this and that, and then they started to pop up all over the place, and they all tried to outname one another.
The Laugh Factory. Yeah.
The Laugh Factory. Right, choking a comedy, choking comedy,
helium.
Coughing comedy, the Guffaws, Chuck, what was Choke and Chuckle? No, Chuckle and Gag?
Giggles and Gags.
Giggles and Gags, Giggles I and like. Gags. Because gags and gags are funny. Right? Raleigh's, yeah. Raleigh's, yeah. Raleigh's routine.
Laugh out loud funny.
Laugh out loud funny. what was the Emporium? What was that? What was that? There was a.
Oh, excuse me.
Time's up, Frank.
So much.
I'm sorry, my phone. Time is definitely up.
We'll just wait while Tom is on the phone. Are you all
Giggles and Gags? Back in the day, I knew two prostitutes that used to work together.
Giggles and Gags. Gags and never caught, and they always fought because one of them said, "Yeah, we should be Gags and Giggles." Okay, but
what was the Emporium?
We'll have to think about it.
Emporium? Must be the Laugh Emporium.
No, it would have been something else.
No, it was the.
It was something. The. I don't know. It wasn't the comedy, but something.
Punchline Emporium.
The Punchline Emporium. That'd be a good one.
That's what it was.
Yeah, the Punchline Emporium.
That's like the worst name,
isn't it? Hey, I'm going. Where are you going tonight? I'll be at the Punchline Emporium.
I'll be doing half an hour at Giggles and Gags.
I'll be doing a Giggles and Gags, and then of course it's open mic night tonight at at Cal's Comedy Circus. They put their names in there too. Yeah, people.
Cal's Comedy Circus.
Comedy Circus. How about question number three now? As we go into the second hour of Cthulhu Chronicle, my name is Frank Cthulhu. His name is Jonas Tosho, and Tom is Tom Savino, who in the Savino Cthulhu Chronicles series here on SRN and everywhere else. We remind everybody at CthulhuChronicles.blogspot.com. There's a list on the bottom of all the stations, including many of the stations. I don't want to drop any names, but you know there's plenty of stations there.
Whoops.
Also, 148.ca/Frank. I think there's a new one up tonight. Isn't there a new one up tonight over there about states I love or something? And every week there's something. The Montreal Jewish News, a wonderful story that's going to be there tomorrow. Tomorrow's fresh story in the Montreal Jewish News connected to TrueTalkRadio.net, where we're on twice a day.
Whoa.
Twice a day on TrueTalkRadio.net. The Montreal Jewish News. Story on Michelle Bachmann wanting to run for president. So that'll be funny. And that's a funny one.
Send me that somehow.
Send you that?
Can you? Or?
Yeah. You could go to the Montreal Jewish News.
Or I could just go. I could just look it up.
You do have an internet, don't you? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was thinking of a paper.
Okay. It'll be there tomorrow. It's not up yet, but it'll be there tomorrow. And
all right, you ready for the series three?
As soon as we hear from Skylar Hall, who just wrote in something, he said, don't forget hotspotradio.net. A hotspot on Wednesday nights. See, I'm never around on Wednesday nights, so I can't, I forget. Well, Hotspot Radio on SRN Media Works. And Scott, of course, and Dr. Woldar will be on again one of these days, talk about some, like playing ping pong on a moving train or something like that. Mm. Tom, go for it. Here's question number three.
Number three. An agribusiness giant helped draft a bill that would force judges engineered seeds, even if there were evidence of potential health risks. Agribusiness giant helped draft a bill that would force judges into allowing the sale of genetically engineered seeds, even if there were evidence of potential health risks. B. A big oil company poured more than $1 million into the city council election in a small California city where it owned a refinery. A big oil company poured more than $1 million into the city council election in a small California city where it owned a refinery. And C, a nuclear power tycoon pumped millions of dollars into the Republican attack ads by launching foreign money through a Kansas City casino. A nuclear power tycoon pumped millions of dollars into Republican attack ads by laundering foreign money through a Kansas City casino. Now, actually, of those three, one of them is not actually illegal, but it's kind of an unethical anyway. But what do you think?
I think that we should think now whether we want A, B, or C. One of those is fake, right?
That's correct.
I want the one that has to do with this one here. I want the one that does one about, what is that? Here, wait. You mentioned it. Hold on. I think you want the one that has to do with Kansas City. Which one is Kansas City there?
That's C was Kansas City.
I'm guessing Kansas City, and I, because it reminded me of this. Okay, I say Kansas City. Oh, wait a second. Somebody just came up here now. I think I'll bet you dollars the donuts and you buy the donuts. Does KC even have casinos? Oh, Dr. Woldar is changing to C because he doesn't even think that Kansas, Missouri, I should know this too. Does Missouri, St. Louis? I don't think Missouri has casinos. So maybe he's right about that.
They do have and have had for a long time floating casinos on riverboats.
That's right. They have riverboats. You're right.
But that's not what the thing said, though.
You know what would be funny if on Jeopardy... The correct answer is what? C.
Kalina says C.
Kalina says C. Kalina's listening. She says C.
Oh, hi, Kalina. She says C.
And wouldn't it be fun? You know, just the sound. He would be fine. See, we don't have fire. This was great also about internet radio. And by the way, if you get a chance to see that Marin on the Independent Film Network, is that what is IF? What is that station that has Portlandia? IFC?
IFC.
Mark Maron does a show.
I like him.
He did a great show, a great half hour on podcasts and stuff. And we're not podcasts, we're live. But you know, what's great about it, Tom, is it's all about how radio is dead, you know, and these guys are looking for radio jobs, guys who've been in radio are all dead. And again, remember, how many, let's talk about big corporations. What about the corporations who own radio stations? There are only a few of them own most of the radio stations now, right?
Yeah, ever since Reagan. There he goes again.
There you go again, huh?
With the Reagan. Ever since the Reagan days when they changed all the FCC rules.
And then, now they can have... Wouldn't have been loved to see what's his name's face, Alex Trebek's face. The sound man on one of those shows just kept... Of course, they would... Just, we turn that off. They couldn't do that because it's on tape, so it's not even live, so they turn it off.
Yeah.
So if he kept doing this, Alex!
they would fire him right away.
That's what I mean.
They would fire
him.
Yeah,
corporations.
So
that's what happens. So, is the correct answer?
Can I give it to you now?
Yes, give it to us.
C is the correct answer.
I told you!
Everybody was right!
Everyone got it right!
Except for me.
Everyone got it right.
That actually was a plot from the Netflix series called House of Cards.
Oh.
I heard about that.
On the two truths, Chevron's massive contributions to Richmond, California, and Monsanto's, that's my favorite hate company.
Really?
Monsanto? My favorite company to hate, Monsanto. I could go on for hours about them. They had an anti-GMO label. They had an anti-GMO, genetically modified organism, labeling bill. And even though the evidence showed that they were dangerous, the GMO seeds.
Wait a second. Give us that last sentence again. I kind of lost you there.
They actually wrote a bill.
Yeah.
That would force judges to allow for the use of genetically modified seeds, even though the evidence proved that it was dangerous.
This is a real one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not the picture. The lie. And
the lie was the casino in Missouri.
From where?
In Kansas City.
And that was from what?
House of Cards.
Yeah, House of Cards. And here's the theme from House of Cards.
You didn't play the Simpsons theme.
No, I didn't. I never saw this show. I don't know this theme. I know nothing about this.
I saw one episode.
And that was like, wasn't that considered the first, was that the first?
That was the first Netflix series.
Netflix.
Where the, you could, all of the episodes were available immediately for the whole season.
Wow, they did it all at once and then they released it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's House, and you could still get it then.
Oh yeah, they're into
it. In my life.
You don't am even I going have to Netflix.
I am not going to, I do.
You don't have Netflix.
Shh. I don't. I have no time in my life. You know how long that would take to do that? What is this?
Big grin.
Oh, here's the name of the places where he'll play. Here's the name of the place. The Chuckle Hut. Big Grin's Place.
Big Grin's
Place. Yeah. How about House of Ha Ha's?
House of Ha Ha's.
Punchline Emporium. Guffaws, Laugh Out Loud Funnies, Smiles Incorporated, and Giggles and Gags. If you have, that, if you can come up with a good name for a place that should be built where Jeremy can perform, please write to us here at Cotolo Chronicles. My name is Frank Cotolo, man's name who joins the title of the show. We're here with Tom Savino, who's here every once in a while with me. There's a time I didn't do radio without Tom Savino. You know that, Jeremy Long?
I didn't know.
You didn't know. Okay.
Because I did the Frank Cotolo documentary.
Oh, that's right. You did that. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, okay. Forget House of Cards.
Which I plan on watching this week, actually.
One of these days, is actually going to see the whole thing.
Let us know what you think, Tom.
Oh, I sure will.
Yeah. There's another. You know, you're never going to get. How long is it?
4 hours.
I warn you, Tom. You're never getting those 4 hours of your life back. So think about. Now, you know, jump around. He's got a very good thing with the menu there. Yeah, you could jump
got a
around.
Nice DVD menu, scene selection, bonus features.
Yeah, you don't have to watch it from start to finish. I think that would be rather, well, I don't know, coming from.
Wow.
You can jump around.
The documentary about Frank is 4 hours?
Yeah.
Correct.
Is that nuts?
Wow. God, they made, my school made a documentary about me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was 7 minutes.
Hey. I'm not even.
They could almost put it on Vine or something.
I'm not going to comment because I didn't, and I have nothing to do with it. I'm just in it. Okay, so back to and then Jeremy Long has. Where's your blog? Where's your blog again? What is that place you got there? What is remember that place? What
the
is
world Jeremy of Long? Jeremy Long.
The world of Jeremy Long is that
yeah? The
people
one that
can
we did
go there.
Video for?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the website for it though, is my production company, Winston Simmons Productions. Weebly.com. That's the web URL.
Couldn't you make it longer? Did you have to do it that Winston Salem. No, Winston Simmons.
Yeah, Winston Simmons.
Well, since the other guy left, why don't you just make it, why don't you cut the name? Oh, you had all those cards.
Yeah. Just keeping it the same.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Okay, you know where you know what you're listening to, and we got another 45 minutes. We probably have a bunch of thank you for people who are tweeting in. We can't get everybody's name in here, but we do have, we had a couple of A's, a couple of B's, and a couple of C's. So all you see is you won. Now, how many of these do you have, Tom?
There's another
There's
website.
There's two more series.
Wait a second.
Three.
There's another website. Who? You have another website?
Yeah, Scout for Talent.
Oh, well, let's talk about Scout for Talent for a second. We'll do a little commercial, Tom. He's sure. going to do a little commercial for this. Scout for Talent is a new enterprise. That is it. What are we going to call it, an enterprise?
Yeah, you can call it an enterprise.
Okay, well, you can call it as you want. Here, talk about it. Tell him.
This is a new online talent agency that is created by myself and my co-founder and friend. And
he's not your co-founder. He didn't find you.
My friend.
He's a business partner in this.
Yeah, and it's one of a kind. There are many casting agencies out there, such as, well, I won't drop names, no, as no. Frank says, but this is a unique new casting agency where it combines what other casting agencies have, which is creating your profile with all your specs as an actor or actress and submitting for different roles in your area, and we combine that with social networking. So it's kind of like Facebook meets all the other casting agencies out there combined into one new site. And so it's www.scoutfortalent.com. Creating a profile is free. So please go there and create a profile, and I look forward to seeing you on there.
Then what happens, though? What? Tell them why they go there.
I just said that.
You can. Well, you did?
Yeah. What? Yeah. If you're, I mean.
If you want a job.
It's not for everybody. For people who are interested in acting and, okay, and getting gigs.
Okay. That, you didn't say that.
I did say that.
Oh, I wasn't listening.
Okay. So, yeah, you talent and scouts both sign up. So the more scouts that sign up will be posting films and other jobs that they need talent for, and then they'll be able to find you through our website and send you messages. That way they can book you for their gigs, and then you can also preemptively go on there and search for different job offers and submit your resume and things like that.
And what's the site again?
www.scoutfortalent.com.
You know, you never have to say www anymore. It's true, because every browser, just if you put in a name, it automatically goes to www.
That's true.
So it's absolutely ridiculous to say www anymore.
I just like to say www.
Or triple W or HTTP. You know, if he was still around, that's what he'd do. Who would do that, Tom, if he was still around?
I remember.
HTTP.
Oh, I forgot his name. But I know what you mean. Wait a minute.
Go ahead.
Is it the Austrian guy?
Yes.
Yeah. He did like...
Don't tell him. I'm going to do something here.
Not two lips, but three lips.
No, that's right.
Did he play the piano?
Here, Robin. What?
There's a bonus feature of this.
Did he also play the piano?
Oh, he was a classical pianist.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah. Here. I remember everything about him except his name.
Here. Okay, well, maybe you'd like to hear him.
I invented phonetic punctuation many years ago. Punctuation,
here he goes.
It was in 1936 when I first found that people who speak together don't understand each other clearly. But when we read or write, we use punctuation marks in order to underline the meaning of our sentences, but we do not have that support when we speak. So why not integrate punctuation marks by giving them sounds into our speech? Then we can underline what we intend to convey to each other verbally. Right, I'll teach you how to use the system. A period sounds like this. A dash. An exclamation point is a vertical dash with a period underneath. A comma. Quotation are two commas. Or if you happen to be left-handed. Question mark is a little difficult. And finally the colon, the two little dots.
Here it goes.
Put them over each other. Colon. You may put them under each other. You can put them wherever you want to put them. That's it. I'm going to read a paragraph from
a book. He's going to read a paragraph now with all this. Victor Borger.
Right here at the beginning of the book.
Here's the book. He's going to read it with the punctuation sounds. Here we go. This is brilliant.
Page 9. Oh.
Here we go.
Page 6. In the open window, there suddenly came light. Beautiful Eleanor sat alone, dreaming of but one thing. 2 years had passed since she met Sir Henry. She would still remember the unhappy evening when her father had thrown him out. They had been sitting in the park, and Henry had said, "Darling." Is this the first time you have loved?
Yeah, anyway, Victor Borger. Thought we'd just give you an idea about that there. Tom left? What are you doing?
No, I'm here.
Skylar Hall says Victor Borger. He was right. I love him. So Skylar Hall remembered Victor Borger. He went.
Oh.
I always think of people that I know trying to follow that. You know, God loved the generation before us, but for God's sakes, they were not very literate. I'm talking about our fathers, not the ones who want heaven, but our fathers and parents, and you know that World War II, the you know people. And can you just imagine them trying to follow that? I mean, I just try to think of my father sitting down there going, "Hey, Frankie, oh, pff, pff, you know, hey, you bonehead." I don't know. I just.
Oh God!
It's a funny.
And imagine thing. Imagine a guy who had Tourette's syndrome. It was part. I was trying to get a message across, and you were trying to listen to the punctuation.
Oh my goodness! Oh my God! A guy who has Tourette's syndrome trying to do that.
Well, the thing is, they do it all the time. Those are people I know with Tourette's syndrome.
Yes! I bought your Colgate toothpaste. The one with tartar control. And it made me feel like a piece of shit! This is bullshit!
This is the Tourette's guy. He's on the phone.
I hope this is a Puff Daddy version of the song. Not that Sting piece of shit!
This is a Tourette's guy.
Let me tell you how the pork pie's balls. This ball, they don't give a shit!
He's laying in bed, this guy.
Where did you get all this stuff all of a sudden?
51 minutes. he fell off.
Ass!
Scooby-Doo
and Friends on the Cartoon Network. I watched all
Twilight
Zone Hours. When it was finished, I said, shit.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Are you shitting me? Fuck! Asshole!
Anyway, that's a
Tourette's. Do you have every recording that's ever been recorded? I mean,
Most people have them, if you know how to get them and just call them up. Okay, we got another, let's go here on Control Chronicles. Let's going to have another fabulous corporate... Boy, I opened the window. He's skunk. Oh. There's some skunk going on out there in the back in the hinterlands here. Wow, we got some skunk coming on. We got some skunk going on there too.
Man. Location.
And you have Jeremy's heartbeat. Oh, go on, Tom. Give us another one because
okay, here we go.
Now everyone's on the edge of their seat.
These three questions have to
go ahead.
Have to do with water. Water. All right.
Okay.
So here we go. A conglomerate attempted to take control of Bolivia's entire water supply and sell it back to them at double the rate.
Okay.
A conglomerate attempted to take control of Bolivia's entire water supply and sell it back to them at double the rate.
Okay.
That's A. B. A well-known corporation decided to build two wells to suck up all the groundwater around a Pakistani village, leaving village residents high and dry.
Ooh.
A well-known corporation decided to build two wells to suck up all the groundwater around a Pakistani village.
Okay.
Leaving the village residents high and dry.
Okay.
And C.
They were high?
Yeah. C.
Yeah, I don't know where the high came in, I guess, but... It should have been just dry. A global beverage corporation wanted to teach the world to sing, so it opened water bottling plants in India, which resulted in pollution and chronic drought. Wait, what? No singing? Nope. Just selling bottled water.
All about water, huh? Cool water, huh? Yes. So this is all, the three waters are... So water, these are water polluted. You know one part is really ridiculous. In the when what does he say? In an ocean or in a glass, clear water is such a gas.
Yes.
Who thought of that, Mike?
Probably. Gotta charge me. Gas.
Water. So you've got to guess, people. A, B, or C. All the water. Now this is good radio. Now we're into good radio. Now we're really into classic. Classic, right?
Classic.
Classic. Okay, let's get back
here. Boom.
What did we got?
Kalina said B.
Kalina says B. Dr. Woldar says
A.
A. And Skyler says love him. That must be Victor Borga. He's still on Victor Borga. He must have a delay over there. We got another one here. I got a Carl here. That wasn't Carl, obviously. He says B. We got a. See, I'm just going to count them up here. We got four B's. Here's a 2, 3, 4, 5. We got six A's.
Oh.
Four B's.
Could you
six
read
A's, huh?
Could you read C
C's.
Again?
Read C again, please.
Oh, you really? You want me to read C again?
I would like you to, yes.
Read C.
I don't know if I can.
Why?
Shit. Excuse me.
Did you already do Lego?
Never mind.
Tom Tourette's.
Shit.
Yes. Shit.
Okay, forget it. Why don't you just tell us?
Okay, just give me a second because...
what'd you do? Already closed
it? I hit the back button and it disappeared. Let's see. Here it is.
Okay, you got a second. Yeah, 5 seconds. All right, go ahead. Nothing?
Say something to Jeremy.
Eins.
This is Cthulhu Chronicles. Jeremy Long is co-hosting here. So are you going to be back next for the last July show, or are you going to be? You don't know where you'll be, right?
We'll be.
Coffin comedy. The comedy coffin. Hey, there's another one. The comedy coffin.
The comedy coffin.
You be at the comedy coffin. A lot of you know what? A lot of acts have died there. Huh?
Okay, I got the water.
I killed them at the comedy coffin. Go ahead. The comedy cemetery will be another good. They kill at the comedy cemetery. How about that
How
one?
How about what? How about I bombed at Comedy Kabooms.
The Comedy Kabooms with a K. Comedy Kabooms.
Yeah, I bombed there.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Tom, you back with us?
I'm back with you, and I got the water thing.
Go. Okay.
Bring on the water.
A was about Bolivia. Right? Conglomerate attempted to take control of Bolivia's entire water supply and sell it back to them at double the rate. B was... A well-known corporation decided to build two wells to suck up all the groundwater around a Pakistani village, leaving village residents high and dry. And C, a global beverage company wanted to teach the world to sing, so it opened water bottling plants in India, which resulted in pollution and chronic drought.
That's got to be Coca-Cola, right?
Yes. Right about that.
So that one's true.
So that one is true, yeah.
We're going with A over here.
You gonna go with A?
Yeah.
The answer is A is correct.
A
is the lie.
A.
It's actually a plot from the James Bond movie plot called Quantum of Solace.
Oh, Quantum of Solace is a.
Yeah.
It was a movie made in this in a base that title came from one. A short story, a James Bond short story. They ran out of titles. You know they ran out of titles, right?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And
they should talk to the comedy people. They could gonna have a,
yeah,
a
thank
lot
you
of
very
titles
much for that there. So A was it, right?
A is the lie, yes.
Thank you. We all got it. We got it. Thank you for A. Good for you, people who judge. Oh, you must really be proud of yourself. Yeah.
So everyone got that right?
Yeah, I got a lot of A's, remember?
Kalina did not get it right.
Kalina didn't get it right, but we had other people. We just didn't mention everybody's name.
Well, the other two, just to give you the background a little bit, Coca-Cola.
Right.
Coca-Cola's water bottling scheme in India and Nestle's Pakistan debacle sound evil enough to be featured in James Bond film, but they are all too real.
Oof.
Wow.
Actually,
I remember that. I remember the one in James. I should have known that.
What one?
The one from...
Quantum of Solace.
Yeah, from Quantum. I've seen that picture. I've seen it a number of times. Da-da-da. That's Mission Impossible.
Who starred in that one? Who was the James Bond?
Daniel Craig.
Yeah, Daniel Craig. I love Daniel Craig. I think he's a great James Bond.
Is he your favorite James Bond?
I really think he's the I was a big fan of the books, and I think he's the closest thing yet, you know, to the book, to the book James Bond.
What about Sean Connery?
Well, Connery was good, but he wasn't as close to the book Bond as.
I'd like to build a world. Oh my God, you have that too? Did you like download every audio thing in the world?
Don't tell him my secret, will you? Everybody, the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to hold it in my arms and keep it company.
I like to see the world for once, all day hand in hand.
You know what's funny? They don't do it in harmony. Listen, they all just sing it. There's no harmony.
I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony.
I'd like to teach the world. You better hope they're not listening in the Laughing Emporium, because they may cancel your gig.
Yeah, they're gonna fire me as the house comedian.
We're all here on the 24th, and I don't know. Does anybody have any corporation stories, Tom? Yourself? Did you ever fight? I almost took down Global Van Lines, but I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about that story again. I've told it too many times.
Oh, okay. You'll have to tell me personally sometime.
And
but
any
Global
other
Van Lines, huh? Do I have any
big
corporate like? Corporate screwing me in a way.
Yeah, did you ever catch them? I caught a couple of companies in very, I guess they're corporations, but never gigantoids, not like, you know, Coca-Cola. I told the very famous, I did a whole show once on the Coca-Cola, my grandfather's Coca-Cola experience.
I did. What about your grandfather's Coca-Cola?
I'll do this very quickly, okay? My grandfather, you know, this is, I know, I did a whole show on this because it was based on any number of things came out of it, as you know, with one story. My grandfather, the man who I'm named after, and I was born on his birth date.
Really?
Yeah, what are the odds of that, huh?
No, there.
He used to drink Coca-Cola. He used to drink Coca-Cola, and you know, in the old days, they used to buy them by the case. And remember the little Coca-Cola bottles?
Mm-hmm,
you just
yes.
swigged them down, and it said
Coca-Cola. In the wooden boxes,
yes,
right?
Yes. And my grandfather goes, so you used to have cases of Coke. He used to be so, he used to grab the bottle out of there without even looking. And then you had to use a can opener in those days. You could not, there were no screw ups. And he just used to do that like it was nothing. Nothing, just pick up the bottle and do this. And he picked up the bottle. He picked up one bottle one day and started to drink it because that's what he did. You take a whole big gulp. You can drink that in like three gulps. And the point is that it turned out to be, you know, they used to use those bottles over and over again. One of them got loose and got into, and instead of going through the Coca-Cola, it had the cleaning fluid of the bottle in it.
Oh.
You know? Yeah.
Wow.
And he got very sick and threw up and everything like that. And, he didn't. And he got Coca-Cola for the rest of his life free.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because they didn't want him to sue, because he could have sued him to. Yeah. You know, I mean, he could have gotten millions of dollars. My grandfather was not a good negotiator. He was actually. He only knew how to do two things: call his friend to tell you to break your arms, or you know. But he couldn't figure out getting them a legitimate settlement. What are you nuts? A legitimate settlement? I'll just take the Cokes. Give me the Cokes.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That was kind of like the offer McDonald's made me.
Oh, okay.
I went to McDonald's and ordered a Chinese chicken salad that I don't think they have it anymore, but this is quite a while ago. Chinese chicken salad. And in the chicken salad was a roach. A dead roach.
Ooh.
Which means the salad killed the roach.
No, it doesn't mean that. It could have meant the roach got into it.
Okay. Yes. So, of course, I took it to the manager, and he was just, you know, bending over backwards to, oh, I'm so sorry or something. Anytime you want to come in here, there's free meal. Like, that's just what I want. A lifetime supply of roach-filled meals.
Wait a second.
Meals.
He said you could come in there anytime, free,
yes.
And get...
anytime for free, yeah. Just get...
what did you whatever. Do?
Not like I can't bring my whole family or something, but I could...
What did you do?
Ironically, I just the opposite. I've never gone back to McDonald's again after that. I do buy their coffee. They have nice coffee.
But you didn't go back to... You never went back to that particular one?
I never went back to any McDonald's again, except for coffee.
Did you get the coffee for free?
No. No.
Sounds like you did not make out at
free.
All.
If I went back to that McDonald's, I could probably get that free.
You didn't.
If that guy is still there, but I...
You have worse than Frank's grandfather.
Yeah, that was really bad. You didn't get anything out of that.
No.
I've told the story. You know, I keep saying these things like everybody has been listening to me for 15 years. They haven't, you know. So if I say something and I said it like 10 years ago, who's going to remember? I mean, not many people would, you know, there weren't that many people. There was a guy who used to go, remember Beefsteak Charlie's?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There's a guy who used to go to Beefsteak Charlie's. Well, he used to go to a number of different places, but the first time I saw him, I learned about him later, was he went to Beefsteak Charlie's, and he would bring with him staples. Not a staple gun, staples. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he'd have them in his pocket or somewhere in his, you know, I mean, you know, in those days they didn't frisk you when you went into, you know, Beefsteak Charlie's was a, for those who don't know, it was kind of like Sizzler Steak or, you know, a franchise place where you go get food and salads and things, and the salads. And he knew somehow that the salads were delivered in these plastic bags that were, you know, big stapled plastic bags. Mm-hmm. He'd eat the salad like later, and he'd eat a steak or what have you. He'd have himself a big the baked potato and whatever else. And then he'd make himself, and he'd start eating the salad after kind of towards the end of his meal. And he'd take out one of his staples, okay? And mm-hmm. he'd literally stick it in his mouth and bite into it.
Oh, God.
And as he's eating the salad, you hear him go, ah! And real blood coming out of his mouth. You know, like, ah! Oh, my God! And he has the staple in his hand. And there's no way that the managers of the place know that that didn't come from the salad.
Yeah, yeah.
And
what a scam.
Yeah, and he'd get, he'd bring like, you know, five people in and go to different places until they finally figured out, something's wrong with this, something's wrong here. How we got the staples are coming out of all this stuff. He hit a whole bunch of places, he used to bring people, and they used to give him, you know, what would they say? They'd say, here, okay, we'll take care of the bills.
It's on the house, yeah.
Yeah. So they're people.
And today, and later that same guy became the CEO for Sizzlers. He funded his own corporate.
Wouldn't that be something? Do you have more of these?
I have one more set of questions.
Give me one more set of questions. Give us all one more set of questions.
Time.
Then we'll have some more corporate stories or anything else that anything has to do. Go ahead.
All right, sure. Okay, this is, here we go. A. These three are quotes. They're quotes. You know, one of them, of course, is a lie, but the other two are true. Quote number one, or A, quote A, we are not in the business to save lives, but to make money. That's from a healthcare executive. Okay. We're not in the business to save lives, but to make money. That's a quote from a healthcare executive. B. Cigarettes are no more addictive than gummy bears. That's from a tobacco executive. Cigarettes are no more addictive than gummy bears.
I wonder how old... are gummy bears, that would go back to what? Right? I mean, gummy bears, were there always gummy? Were there gummy bears in the 40s and the 50s?
I think so.
Yeah.
We think so. None of us know.
No, I don't know.
None of us know about gummy bears.
I know for sure.
History of gummy bears. Okay, go
first
ahead.
There were bears, and then there were gummy bears. And C, greed, for lack of a better word, is good. Greed is right.
Oh, that's from Wall Street. It's not. It's not C. That's Wall Street. That's Michael Douglas from Wall Street. That's not C.
No, it is C. C is the lie.
Oh, the lie. Yeah, it's C. It's me. He's right. That's Michael Douglas playing Gurley Grickman. What was his name? Goss Grongard.
Gecko.
The guy who... Yes, Gecko. Right. See, it's a lie. We're going to all get this right. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. We know. We think we got this one nailed. Tell us, Tom, please. Is it C?
The answer, the fake is... C!
It's C!
Oh, my goodness!
We were right about that. It was C. We don't want this. Like, there it goes. Okay, where are we? Here, C! Everybody? Thank you. Anyway, took them a couple of seconds to get cracking, but yes. Where did that go, anyway? It's not even here. Look.
I know, weird, right?
Yeah, that's weird. Here's 12 hours. Here, look at this. 12 hours of applause. Okay. We'll be back in 12 hours. This is literally 12. This.
I can't handle it.
Okay. This is a 12 hours of applause. I'm not going to prove it by I'm not going to prove it by actually playing it, but it's if I.
Is it just a loop?
If I move ahead here, I could get. It starts to sound like rain, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Look what it says. It doesn't matter if you're... You want...
Oh. What?
You want...
Do you like the show? Is this show... Oh, okay. Is this show coming all right? Oh, they don't like this show.
I hope they're booing the corporation.
12 hours of booing!
If your team sucks... Express your disappointment maybe with 12 hours of booing.
Maybe they think, I don't know, some of them may think it's funny, right? It's infectious. Listen. Okay. Listen. Keep going. It's, yeah.
Oh, they stopped.
Huh?
Oh, there they go.
There they go.
There is actually a...
Now, this is radio, right? What?
Called
what?
Laughing yoga. Have you heard of laughing yoga?
No. What is laughing yoga?
I'm not joking now.
Tell us about laughing yoga.
Laughing yoga is actually people sitting around, you know, in lotus position or getting ready in a yoga studio, and the teacher starts laughing.
Really?
And then the idea is that, you know, it's phony laughter at first, but then it actually gets going. And for like a half hour or 40 minutes, everybody's just laughing.
I think,
laughing exercise for the heart and mind. What you can do, just laugh. Very easy. Don't feel shy. I am happy, I am relaxed.
This guy is the Three Stooges all in one.
Laugh without sound.
You can laugh without sound.
Heart, kidney, colon, spleen, pancreas, start dancing. How?
Do you have like new technology over there?
Yes, I do.
This
I have
undisclosed
complete...
location
now
because
you
just
full laughter
here. Full laughter.
Very, just right on target, appropriate sound segments, and it's great.
Yeah, he's
a... I'm happy, I'm relaxed.
I saw tonight, there's a wonderful movie, if you have HBO or if you can get Netflix or what have you, Albert Brooks, it's almost a recent movie, Albert Brooks movie, it's called... Looking for comedy in the Muslim world.
I've heard of the movie.
Oh, yeah. It's a great movie. And there's a point where he's in India, and there's an entire field filled with people who are all bowed in front of the mosque some building or something, and they're all laughing. And he's like, you know, there's nobody saying anything. I think those were laughing yoga exercises, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Probably.
That's interesting.
It's a good movie. If you get a chance to see it, it's a wonderful movie.
Why would they laugh when Coca-Cola took all their water and Nestle's? You know, it's like, that's Nestle's, not a thing to laugh about.
Did you say Nestle's?
Wow. Yeah, Nestle's took water from, I think they took it from Pakistan.
Really?
And Nestle has their own water bottles.
Yeah.
That's all I need.
You know, here, talk about corporations. Do you know the water, Fiji water? I mean, the bottled Fiji water?
Yes. Yes, I do.
It is actually from Fiji, but the corporation that is bottling this Fiji water is actually taking Fiji's water.
Really?
And the people in Fiji have no water.
That's real water from Fiji.
It's real water from Fiji, except that we are now, you know, people say, oh, this is great water. But people in Fiji have no water.
Did Nestle use the water for their chocolate?
I think they use it. They bottle water. Nestle's bottles water.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
They do.
Oh.
So you have big chunks of chocolate in your water.
Water is going to be the... Actually, water is the new... that's going to be big.
All I need is to start having calories.
Did you know that George W., www... You can find George W. at www.
Hold on.
Dan says he can pick his favorite chocolate blindfolded. Was it that one? Nope. Try this one. That's it. No mistaking it. That's Nestle's. Try the blindfold test. Prove Nestle's best.
Nestle's?
Yeah. They call it Nestle's? Nestle's for the very best. Since when was it called Nestle's?
Yeah, back in the old days, they were called Nestle's.
Nestle's?
Listen.
N-E-S-T-L-E-S, Nestle's for the very best chocolate.
You know, actually,
that's
it makes
stupidest
sense.
Commercial.
I always wondered why we call it Nestle's.
Yeah, because, you know what, maybe that's a New York thing. Maybe it's one of those New York things.
Chocolate.
Maybe it is Nestle's.
Nestle's.
Maybe it's
chocolate.
Nestle's. You know, it's when you look at it, it's Nestle's.
Yeah.
Wait a second, but it's got an apropin by top of the E. It's got an apropin. It's got a...
I see that.
Nestle's. So it's supposed to be Nestle's. Uh-oh. Somebody's telling us something. How about this? Fictional Comedy Club for Jeremy. Here he goes. What is that called now?
Brick Stick House.
The Brick Stick House. I like that.
Oh, that's good.
That's a good one. That's from Dr. Waldor, huh? Very good.
Dr. Waldor. I'm going to listen to his segment in August, right?
You've been on with him. Before.
Yes.
Well, maybe you'll be on with him again. Maybe we'll put you. Maybe we'll have another. More.
I haven't slept since then.
I did a bunch of shows. I did a bunch.
Thinking about how could there be nothing before? It's impossible.
That's right. I did. I think two or three solo shows. It's been a long time, I get. We'll do a couple of shows with a bunch of people.
Sure.
I did some. You know, solo.
And one of these days, we got that cocktail hour.
Oh boy, the Cambodian cocktail hour, definitely.
That's not
maybe
happening.
When he gets. No, it's not happening either.
Let me ask you about the Cambodian cocktail hour because you brought this up before.
Tom.
Go ahead.
When we did the New York Tech show, for some reason I don't remember what happened, but we tried to sing in harmony.
Yeah.
And on Skype we couldn't do it somehow. We could try right now, but there's something happens.
Mean,
is there some sort of delay or something?
Like you and I, we can't sing in harmony? What do you mean?
You think so?
Sure we can.
Well, maybe because it was a third person, because Tom was also, I don't know.
What did
we
try
whatever,
to do?
Well, we'll try it sometime.
What did we try to do?
Ready? Lucky.
What did we try to do?
I don't remember what we started singing.
Was it this?
That's my wedding song.
Really?
Yeah.
A sigh is just a sigh. Who's in love?
The fundamental thing.
I don't know who's phrasing.
Well, you're singing with that.
I'm singing with that. See, you can do harmony.
Maybe it was a third person.
We'll do the low part. Go ahead. Okay.
And when two lovers woo. They still say I love you. All that you can deny.
There you go.
No matter what the future brings, there's time.
the four freshmen have nothing to worry about right now.
But you know what happens?
What?
You don't.
No, I don't know.
When I started singing, I couldn't hear the music.
You couldn't hear it? It's coming off the same... Oh, it's coming out of the same... you should be able to hear
going into my same ears. Until
your body
I
can't
start
do two
singing.
Things at once.
Maybe Dr. Walter knows the physics behind that.
You know, I did a whole show on Pluto last week and without anybody.
I missed it because I was having traumatic life
without anybody. I did it, and I learned a whole bunch of junk.
Poor Pluto.
A year from now, we're going to get very explicit photographs and data about Pluto.
In your show about Pluto, was the controversy brought up of is Pluto a planet or not?
It's no longer considered a planet.
It's technically I consider it a planet.
And yet, throughout the article I was reading, they called it a dwarf planet. Well, if it's a dwarf planet, it's a planet. And yet, it wasn't a planet, but it was very badly written. But we found out a number of things about its moons, and there might be more moons, and it doesn't matter. But corporations, we're talking about corporations here, and we only have 7 more minutes. Until we hit the theme here at Cthulhu Chronicles.
Let me just say that if I can.
Go ahead, you can say anything you want.
My whole interest in this started back in 1971 when I was 21, and we're at the New York Institute of Technology then. And the Ford Pinto, if you recall, was infamously controversial. Because people would rear-end it and blow up, if you remember.
Right. Yeah.
And that of course, was bad enough. But when it was realized, or through the court documents came out, that somebody got a hold of internal Ford Motor Company documents that proved that they knew the problem existed, and that they figured out it was cheaper to settle the lawsuits of people they killed than it would be to fix the problem.
Mm-hmm.
They actually figured that out and went ahead with that plan. It's like, well, you know, it's actually cheaper if we just let people die and just pay them off, because the number of people who die in a million, you know. And that for me was like the thing that started my realization that these corporations are just greed. They're just out for greed. That's it. That's all they want. Money.
I would agree with that 100%, Tom.
That's what they are created to do, isn't it? I mean, that's why they exist, to make money. Isn't that correct?
Yes. But they are above the law, as you said before. They feel that they're above the law. Even when that Ford case came out, no one was arrested. Lee Iacocca was not arrested. They were fined, and they just went on and paid the fine, and that's it.
And nobody from GM is going to get slammed for, right? They can't put your finger on one person for all that junk they did, right?
Right. This is the recent problems with General Motors as well. No one is going to get have to pay the price for that, except financially from the corporation.
Brock LaRob will be with us next week, and we'll be talking about we'll go from the sublime to the ridiculous. We'll be talking about television shows in the 50s. He knows a lot about that stuff. He's the author of the book Limelight, which you can get at Amazon, and he's a former actor in a ill-fated series, syndicated series called Dead Air. I say ill-fated because it had the unfortunate occurrence of doing a show making fun of floods at a time that ran on a radio station during a flood. And it was, they just didn't find it funny. So there's states out without no sense of humor. It just goes to show you the fate. Fate is the hunter, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then just coincidence and coinkle-dinkles are there too. Tom Savino is with us here again, and he's going to be around. So you better get used to him. There's a lot to come here, and of course he's back here. You know what I thought of the other day? A Tonto joke. I was going to text you or something. Yeah, it was a good one too. Oh my goodness, isn't that something? I got it somewhere because I always have a composition book near me. And always write these down. I always write these things.
It was around
down.
This time last year, I think, that the Tonto film came out. I think.
You know, I saw it. I finally saw The Lone Ranger, and I couldn't imagine why it was such a bomb. It was okay.
I thought it was pretty good. Yeah.
It was okay, The Lone Ranger.
Yeah.
There was nothing wrong with it. It was okay. It was, you know.
Yeah, I liked it.
But such a bomb.
Yes.
Isn't that wild how some of that stuff happens?
Yeah, you just can never tell.
You just don't see movies anymore that don't cost like $1 trillion. They're just all those special effects and everything. It's amazing. It's just amazing. And I'm fascinated. I recently saw another bomb. What was the R.I.P. Squad? What's the name of that one?
R.I.P.
Oh, yeah.
I like that one.
R.I.P.D. It was okay. You could see they were trying to start a franchise with that. But they're never going to get to they're never going to get to the second one because the first one bombed.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was a good premise.
It's okay.
It was okay.
I mean, it's not like I don't understand how they think, you know, like the Avengers. The movie The Avengers was like the biggest hit of all time, you know, with superheroes. And yet, I mean, I didn't see it, but could it have been that much better than The Lone Ranger? I mean, really, come on. What do we got here? Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. So, Tom, you just let me know when you're available. You could drop in. And we'll have Dr. Waldor on in a couple of weeks. And we'll have Jeremy's going to be in and out because he's got to eventually go to the. He's going to be at
the Brick Stick House,
and the Gargoyle Gag Arena, Gagorama. Gagorama. I made myself laugh. I'm sorry. Okay, I amused myself. I'm Frank Catola, man's name that joins the title of the show. And you can get us at Twitters and Tweeters, and you get us anywhere you want. We're getting very close to the end of the show here. Are you going to stay on, Tom, after the theme? Are you going somewhere?
I
just for personal reference. Or
I
you
can
going?
Stay on just for a minute because I'm starving.
All we need you for.
Oh, because he's hungry. Okay, because at 57:57, I'm hitting this darn theme, and we're on our way, baby, to the end of this show for. Tonight, go to us. Go to where CatolaChronicles.blogspot.com, and you can listen to the show. It's going to be replayed, gosh knows how many times during the week. You're going to hear it. And what else? You've got the blogs. You've got 148.ca/Frank. You got
Scout for Talent.
The World of Jeremy. What is it? Go ahead, quick.
The World of Jeremy Long. WinstonSimmonsProductions.weebly.com.
Weeby.
Weebly. W-E-E-B-L-Y.
Next time, get a more complicated one, because that's too simple.
I have to pay a fortune for a less complicated one.
1234.com was taken? Is that it? And then, well, Tom, you don't have any... No, Tom has no blogs yet. Get him at Twitter.
Twitter, TJ Savino.
And he'll sometimes have funny stuff, and sometimes he's just telling you to go places and do things and shout and be what?
He's on Instagram.
Be proactive. And we're going to talk about being proactive. I don't like that phrase. No.
Stand up for your rights.
Stand up for your rights.
I don't like that one.
Or against the right. No, for your rights. It doesn't matter. It's not a political issue. My name is Frank Catola. Man's name is on the title of the show today. And Catola Chronicles continues as the one and only and the original internet radio talk show, SRN Media Works. Where there's plenty of wonderful good stuff, and all the stations that carry this in repeat, please go and support independent radio, support podcasts and all the other junk that goes on, because this is really what's happening. The corporations don't own this.
Uh-huh.
This is all us.
This is a sign I've never seen.
Free and easy. Thank you all for listening. Come back. What's the matter with you?
Okay.
I just laugh at everything. Go to Instagram and find out what I do before and after the show.
Yeah.
You'll love
that's,
it.
That's just Jeremy Long on Instagram.
Jeremy Long on Instagram or it's on my Facebook page. Good night, Mrs. Ernstweil, wherever you may be located tonight. We're all going to leave now. You want to all say it together, Tom?
Ready, Tom?
You ready, Tom?
Yes.
Okay. We're leaving now because we have
nothing
more to say.